our Baruch Hashem Bible round this last month. Let's go to Chof Zayin Omud Aleph. And we'll start from the first wide line. Valtomid Shol Shachar Shekorev Ba'arba Shois. Rabbi Yehuda testified for us that they would sacrifice the morning korban 4 hours into the day, and of course this therefore is the basis of his opinion that so too Shachris can only be davened 4 hours into the day, and as we know, this is the way we pasken. Unlike the Rabbanon, who say that you can daven Shachris until Chatzos, we Baruch Hashem saw the Mishnah Berurah together, who says that if you didn't daven by Arba Shois, you can still daven until Chatzos b'di'evet. But certainly, lechatchila, one must be makbir to daven before 4 hours have elapsed. And as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, as in the case of all of these types of halachas, we measure hours not in terms of 60 minutes, but rather what we call shois zmanios, by which we split the day into 12-hour chunks, and we times that by 4 accordingly. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the author, Lahor de Tanan, that which we learnt the following in the Mishnah. It says, V'cham HaShemesh V'nomis. It says, with regard to the mon, that the sun came warmed up, and it therefore melted the mon. And it says there in the Mishnah, Ba'arba Shois. That took place 4 hours into the day, so we'll provisionally call that at 10 o'clock. Atoime Ba'arba Shois. You're telling me that took place at 4 hours into the day at 10, or maybe Ela B'Sheish Shois. Maybe really it is 6 hours into the day, which would mean 12 o'clock. To which the Mishnah says, no, it can't be. Because Keshuhu Oimer Kechoim Hayoim, we have another expression with regard to Avram Avinu and the Malachim that talks about Choim Hayoim. And there it doesn't say Kechoim HaShemesh. And that is referring to Harei Sheish Shois. That is referring to 6 hours into the day, of course, which is the hottest part of the day. So therefore, Homani Mekayim. So how do I possibly understand that first phrase where it doesn't say Kachoy Mayoim, it says V'cham HaShemesh, V'nomes. It must be Ba'arba Shois. It must be 4 hours. That is the end of the Mishnah. What is the Gemara asking? Who is the author of that? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbanon. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of that, then ad arba shois namitzafrahu. Until 4 hours into the day, it's still considered morning. We had a discussion of whether Rabbi Yehuda is ad va'ad michlal or ad va'ad v'loi va'ad bichlal, is it till 9 o'clock or is it till 10 o'clock? And we concluded that it's ad va'ad bichlal, which means until 10 o'clock. We're understanding at the moment v'cham HaShemesh ba'arba shois means in the fourth hour, up till 10 o'clock, but actually beginning at 9 o'clock. So you're telling me that what? That the fourth hour of the day is when it's considered v'cham HaShemesh. But that's still very much morning, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Irabonon, it's even worse. Irabonon at Chatzos Namitzafra, according to the Rabbanon, is considered morning all the way up to noon. So how would you call the Chama Shemesh 4 hours into the day? Says the Gemara, it's not a problem at all. Iboy Seim Rabbi Yehuda, Iboy Seim Rabbanon. We could quite happily learn that this is either Rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a steerer to either one. Why? Ibois Eime Rabbanon. You could learn that this is referring to the Rabbanon. This is authored by the Rabbanon. We have to remember that really the question was based on the Loshon HaPosuk there, as Rashi points out. Because it says that they gathered the mon in the boiker, and then it says v'cham HaShemesh, which sounds like it's after the boiker. This is really our question. It still is very much boiker, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbanon. To which the Gemara answers, you're right. Iboy same rabbonon omar kro ba boiker chalkehu l'shnei bekorim. If you remember in the pasuk there, it says v'yilku tu oisoi ba boiker ba boiker. It says the word boiker twice. So if it says the word boiker twice, so therefore according to the rabbonon, the real boiker takes you all the way up to 12 o'clock. And if it says in the pasuk ba boiker, it means part one of the boiker, which is halfway from 6 till 12, which is just 9 o'clock, and that's what it means. Following which, the shemesh came out. Or the rabbonon, iboye seima Rabbi Yehuda, could be Rabbi Yehuda as well. Hai boiker yaseira lahaktim loisho achas. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that we have to medayek the fact that the word boiker is written twice, and that is in order to teach us that actually this was an hour earlier. According to Rabbi Yehuda, really the boiker takes you all the way till 10 o'clock, but then it would have written in the Torah, boiker, but it doesn't say boiker, it says a double phrase, ba boiker, ba boiker. That extra phrase, or extra word, is teaching me that actually it took place an hour earlier than the end of the morning, which is at 9 o'clock, and that's what the Gemara says. The kula alma mio, everybody agrees at the end of the day, the vecham hashemesh, the nomes is ba'arba shois. That all took place, therefore, at 9 o'clock in the fourth hour of the day. My mashma, where indeed is that implication in the pasuk? Omer vacha ba'yakov, omakro. V'cham ha-shemesh v'nomes, quote-unquote, eizo yisho sh'ha-shemesh cham v'hatzeil tzoinein. Remember, we were medayek when we learned it. It doesn't say that the day became hot. It says the sun became hot. What does that mean, the sun became hot? The sun is always hot. What that means is it's only warm in sunny places. But in shady places, it's not warm. Now, when you are at the heat of the day, kachoim hayoim, then it makes no difference where you are. Even if you are in a shady area, it'll still be hot. So what does the Torah mean when it says, v'cham ha-shemesh, that it's hot only in sunny places? What time of day is that? Havoime barba shois. That must have taken place 3 hours into the day, when the day has begun warming up, but not yet to the extent that it's hot everywhere. Rather, it's only hot in sunny places. And that's what it means when it says, V'cham HaShemesh. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ho'erev. We can daven Mincha until the evening. Omale Rav Chistel, Rav Yitzchok. Hosam Omar Rav Kahana Halocha K'Rav Yehuda. Over there, where's there? In the previous sugya with regard to Shachris, we also had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and we pasken clearly that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because hoyel v'tanan b'bechirasa kavose, seeing as it was stated, what was bechirasa in idios? There was a Mishnah that clearly backed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and that's what we go with. And therefore, we decided that the halacha lemais is like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's with regard to shachris. But now we have another machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon with regard to Mincha. And nobody's yet told us who we paskin like. And that's what he's asking. Hocha mai. So over here, what's the halacha like? Who do we paskin? That is what Rav Kahana, Rav Yechista said to Rav Yitzchok. Ishtik v'loy omar le v'loy midi. He remained silent and did not answer back, because clearly, apparently, there was no ruling. Who do we paskin like? So what should we do? We need to know. Can you daven mincha until the end of the day like the Rabbanon? Or can you only daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is like Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, well, let's have a look. Omar, Rav Chista, Nechze, Anan, let us have a look. Let us see. Midr Rav, seeing as Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, seeing as Rav davened the Shabbos tefillah, meaning Friday night tefillah, whilst it was still daytime. Remember, when does Maariv kick in? Whenever Mincha kicks out. So the end of the Mincha Zman is the beginning of the Maariv Zman. So if we have a story in which Rabbi Yehuda, in which Rav davened early Maariv, how can you possibly daven early Maariv if you hold that's still Mincha time? Make up your mind. It's either Mincha time or Maariv time. So it would seem to be that he paskens unequivocally like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Zman of Mincha expires at Plaga Mincha, following which the Zman of Maariv kicks in, and that's why he was davening Maariv, even though it was still daytime. So if you want to know who we pasken like here, we have a Maaser Rav. We seem to have a story concerning Rav that teaches us that we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, that's all fine and well. Shma mino halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, but adarabba, to the contrary, we have another story. Midrav Huna v'Rabbonon lo yaveh matzlu ad urta. They would not daven until urta means the evening. So to the contrary, shma mino the ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If they were so insistent that they would not, under any circumstances, daven Maariv until the night, so clearly they hold that who do we pasken like? Not like Rabbi Yehuda. To the contrary, we apparently pasken like the Rabbonon. But the Zman of Mincha is not just until Plaga Mincha, but rather till the end of the day. And if it is until the end of the day, therefore you can only begin davening Maariv following the end of the day. And that's why they waited. So therefore, we have not really advanced our cause, because we don't know who to pasken like. We have one story that backs up Rabbi Yehuda's position. We have another story that seems to back up Rabbonon's position. So what do? So here we have the famous Gemara, which we saw together. It says the Gemara, Hashta deloy itmar. Now that we have not learned Hilchasa, we have not been taught that halacha is loy kemar v'loy kemar, neither like one master nor like the other, because we have conflicting stories. So it seems to be that apparently there's a machlokes who indeed we pasken like, and there's no final conclusion on the matter. Therefore, the Ovid kemar Ovad, or the Ovad kemar Ovad. So if you do as one, that's fine. And if you do as the other, that's also fine. And we saw together when we learned the halacha that although it is fine to do one or the other, but you have to take your pick. And you make your decision and you have to be consistent with that. You cannot hop and jump around. Because if you do, then that's considered a tarata desastri. And not only is it considered a tarata desastri, we saw quite clearly in the Mishnah Brura that it would even be considered a tarata desastri if this took place over the course of 2 days. Meaning, if I daven mincha right at the end of the day, today on Sunday, which means I've taken a position like Rabbonon, then I cannot daven early Maariv tomorrow, which means I'm now davening like Rabbi Yehuda. Make up your mind. Why is it a problem? It's not on the same day. Here the Mishnah Brura says that Tarati Desastri applies even over the course of two different days. Kol Shekain, not on the same day. What were the exceptions to this? So we saw, number one, there's an exception, B'Shas Hadchak. B'Shas Hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, then you can do a Tarati Desastri, but the Mishnah Brura then says again, not on the same day, however. Not on the same day. Also, we saw with regard to Friday night, and this is our heter to make early Shabbos. How can you make early Shabbos? If you normally are more than happy to daven mincha until the end of the day, that means you're following the opinion of Rabbonon. So how on earth can you daven early Shabbos and suddenly daven Maariv early? So we saw the Mishnah Brura, and Reish Samach Zayin tells us that Friday night is different. because there is a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, even though technically that does not obligate you to daven early. You can be mekabel Shabbos without davening. But seeing as at the end of the day there is a mitzvah to mekabel Shabbos early, so we put that together with Maariv, and you have special dispensation to daven Maariv early, even though under ordinary circumstances you wouldn't do that. And Shabura did point out that obviously even if you do make early Shabbos, you have to be very makbid that come Tzeis HaKoychovim, you must repeat Kriya Shema. You must repeat Kriya Shema, because with regard to mitzvahs d'oraisa, then we certainly say that you have to wait till Tzeis HaKoychovim proper. So this is the famous Gemara. There is no, as it were, final conclusion. Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda, or do we paskin like Rabbonon? And the answer is, every single person can choose who they themselves paskin like, as long as they do not create a tarita desasri. Says the Gemara, and maybe just a couple of lines, but this will finish. Says the Gemara, Rav ikla lebei Geneva. Rav came to the yeshiva of Geneva, v'tzoli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. And he made early Shabbos, he davened the Shabbos tefillah, meaning Maariv, even though it was still daytime. V'hava matzli Rabbi Yirmiya b'haba, and his Talmud, as we're going to see soon, Rabbi Yirmiya davened where? La'achayre d'Rav, behind Rav. He stood behind his Rebbe. V'siyem Rav, the Rav who was in front, finishes Shmona Esra, but did not want to back up, take three steps backwards. Why not? Because his Talmud, Rabbi Yirmiya, who was standing behind him, had not yet finished davening. So he didn't want to enter his domain. So Gemara says, you see a number of halachas from this story. Shma mino atlas. Shma mino, firstly I hear from this story that mispalel odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. You're apparently allowed to make early Shabbos. Here we have another story to back that up. Vishma mino, I also learned from this story that mispalel talmid achoyrei rabbi. Apparently a talmid is allowed to daven behind his rebbe. As we'll see later on, it's not so poshut. Vishma mino, osur lavor keneget hamispalelin. I also see that it's also to pass by those who are davening. That's why he did not want to back up in front of him. Messiah later, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that would therefore be a support for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Tom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, osur la'avoid keneget hamispalelin. You cannot pass by in front of those davening. And this story, therefore, will back him up. Says the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? For Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Cholfi, they did pass by people davening? No, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chutz La'arba Amo Yisru D'Cholfi. If it was outside of the four Amos of the person davening, then it's not a problem. It's only an issue if it is within the four Amos. Says the Gemara, but one second, there's another issue. For Rav Yirmiya, Heicha Obid Hochi, how indeed could he do this? Do not stand next to your Rebbe as if to show you're an equal, and do not stand behind your Rebbe, Rashi says, because maybe it looks like either because of Yuara, or Tosa says because maybe it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. And yet, that's exactly what he did. Not only that, it's very scary. If anybody davens behind their Rebbe, all those things, including davening behind him, he's causing the Shekhinah to be removed from Israel. So how did Rav Yirmiya stand behind his Rebbe? Shani Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'abo the Talmud Chover Ava. He wasn't just a regular Talmud, he was a particularly close prize Talmud, and under those circumstances, this Issa, the daven behind the Rebbe, does not apply. And that's why he permitted himself to do so. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Be'ezus Hashem, and we'll take it up, Be'ezus Hashem, on Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
All the best, everybody.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach.